Judith Kerr and the story behind The Tiger Who Came to Tea. Kerr says she looks back on his life with pride. I was very lucky to have him, and he had a great talent for happiness. It must have been incredibly hard for him, and he just found things to enjoy and he loved the world. She later wrote a semi-autobiographical story called When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit, about her experiences of Nazi Germany. It is now used as a set text in German schools. Fellow children's author Michael Rosen says metaphorically, the tiger in Kerr's children's book could be interpreted as a vision from her past, an underlying threat, robbing the family of everything they own and disrupting the comforting routine of a young child's daily life. Judith knows about dangerous people who come to your house and take people away. She was told as a young child that her father could be grabbed at any moment by either the Gestapo or the SS. He was in great danger. So I don't know whether Judith did it consciously or not. I wouldn't want to go there. But the point is, he's a jokey tiger. But he is a tiger, says Rosen. Whether or not there are subconscious overtones in The Tiger Who Came to Tea, the book has never been out of print since it was first published. And yet Kerr is modest about whether her work will continue to be a favourite with future generations. I can't take it for granted. They may just get bored with it, but it would be wonderful if it lasted.